Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Sitting on a bar stool, kind of short and kind of square, through the foam in his mustache, his voice filled the air. Talking about a state of mind, son. Talking about the state of Jefferson. It's a wave on a dusty road. It's a logger's heavy load. It's a cattle on the hill. It's a range full of thrills. It's a way of life settles in your soul.
Good morning, Jeffersonians. We got a special treat on Easter. We've got Jimmy Goring and myself, Nick Gardner, here to lead you through the forest and to liberation, to the state of Jefferson. We're coming live from KCNR 1460 AM radio, 96.5 FM. You're welcome to call in at 530-605-4567. We're going to talk mostly about local things that are going on here today. And for you people that don't live in Redding and Shasta County, you need to pay attention to what your city councils and your boards of supervisors are doing, because they're walking all over the top of us here, and we're finally standing up and getting some results. But first, I want to read to you a quote that I read the other day. It comes from a book called All Thy Sons, and everybody needs to read this book. It's very informative and about where our country is going, where the world is going. Here's the quote. Secrecy is the keystone of all tyranny, not force, but secrecy, censorship. When any government undertakes to say to its subjects, this you may not read, this you must not see, this you are forbidden to know, the end result is tyranny and oppression, no matter the motives. Mighty little force is needed to control a man whose mind has been hoodwinked. You know, I've been paying attention to the city of Redding and going to their agenda and seeing what's going on there, and there's a lot of things that are being hidden from us. For instance, one city council agenda, and I didn't attend to it, in closed session, they're going to talk about three lawsuits of people that are suing the city of Redding. Now, why does that have to be secret? You got any ideas, Jimmy?
Because they don't want you to know, obviously.
But they work for us. This is our government. If we're being sued, we should be able to know about it. And then you never hear anything about it. You know, it's never brought up. You never know if there was a settlement. It's just we're kept into the dark, and they're doing what they want to do, whatever.
So we probably won't know what the settlement is when it's all done, said and done, right?
We won't even know they got sued.
Right.
You know, I ran into, and I got to give a shout-out to Thomas. I ran into Craig Carroll, and they tried to hoodwink him out of his contract to supply copiers to the city of Redding. And Craig, I ran into him in the hardware store, and he said, hey, I want to thank you and that other guy for standing up for us. He said, I showed this video to quite a few people, and they feel like you guys were the ones that got them over the hump and made them award the contract to the person that was going to save them $73,000 over 5 years. And it makes you wonder why the one city councilor was pushing so hard to get this contract to go to the higher bidder. And all I can think of is maybe they were going to make a donation to the homeless or homeless shelters or something like that. Got any ideas, Jimmy?
Yeah, but I can't say them on the air.
Yeah, you can. She's got a beep out button.
Yeah, no, it's obvious that they're not being forthwith to the public, and that's very disturbing to me. You know, $77,000, that's a lot of money.
Oh, sure it is, especially when you see holes in our roads out there.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, and Chief Mike Johnson from Anderson, go ahead. Where's he going to be?
He's going to be at the meeting on the 23rd, and he's going to be talking about the new center he's got proposed. It's a what they call it exactly?
The navigation center.
And they have navigation centers all over the state, and apparently none of them are working. It's basically just a revolving door of free handouts and no accountability. And that's the important part he wants to stress. There's no accountability. There's no rules about being under the influence going in there. So his idea is to have a detention center with this other center, and these people, when they get arrested, will have to go to the detention center, and they can get booked there. And you should go because he can explain it a lot better than I can.
Not just booked. They'll be arraigned there on site. They won't leave and given a little citation to show up in court in 3 days for your arraignment.
Right. And they'll have a choice of either serving time at the detention center or going to the other center and getting help.
Rehabbed. Maybe even some trade schools and something like that, something to get them out of the gutter. I'm not a big fan of it. I'm a fan of his a lot more than the other cities of what they're doing. But there needs to be other things besides this. And plus, I think his center has a cap of 120 people. I think 60 that are kind of an in and out, and 60 that have gotten sentenced, say, up to 30 days or so. And gosh, I think they could fill that up just cleaning out the Henderson open space. For you that don't know that what the Henderson open space is, that's where the biggest camp is in the city of Redding, but by no means not the only camp. They've got camps down at Wind River. They've got them off Lake Boulevard down behind there. But go on about.
Yeah, and, you know, this is a serious problem in Redding, as everybody knows. So this idea he has, I think, is it's very it's a new way of doing these centers,
holding them accountable.
Right, and I think it's a good idea, and it's something new. So I think that if this works, which I think it will, then that's going to be something for the rest of the state and country to look at. So, and you know, everybody knows about all the stuff that goes on in Redding. I was at the emergency room Friday, Saturday morning at about 3:30. And when I was in there, they drug some guy in there who was just covered in blood, these two police officers. And apparently, I'm not going to go into what the guy did, but I asked the nurse, I said, "Does this happen all the time?" And he said, 3 or 4 times a night.
Hey, you know what? That guy covered in blood, I'm not saying he is, but I have my son's engaged to a gal, and she works down at Shasta Community Health, and there is a lot of HIV in Redding.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, these guys, that's another thing. I'm kind of phobic about that, you know, open wounds and stuff. These poor cops, they had the gloves on and everything, and so it was something else. Hey, we got a caller.
What do we got on there? Bob!
Good morning, Nick and Jim. I was at the meeting Monday night with the sheriff from Anderson, or the police chief from Anderson, and I talked to him extensively about this because when I grew up in the San Fernando Valley, they had something similar to it, just pretty much like Redding.
Let me ask you something, Bob. Are you looking for one of those welcome home tickets, bus tickets to send you back?
No.
I'm just teasing you.
That's okay. My thing is what Redding, Shasta County, and a lot of these others are doing, we just hand you out and give you, and you're on your way.
That's right. That's absolutely
and this
right.
This is something that the mission has rules. And he wants rules at this center. And the thing is that if you don't have rules, you just waste your money. Because these people don't want to get off the streets. Very few of them do.
You know what I've noticed, Bob? I've noticed that the government's real good at wasting money.
Yeah, that's why they can keep taxing us the way they do, and pretty soon we won't have a home to live in because they're going to tax us out of it in the state of California.
You know, they're shooting for Proposition 13. They're going to start with business taxes, and as soon as they get to where they can up the property taxes on businesses, then they'll go out after private homeownership.
Private property, that's right. Well, this governor's already said he does not believe in Prop 13. The attorney general does not believe in Prop 13 because it takes money out of their pocket that they can spend the way they want to run Californians broke.
Are we living in a representative state? You know, I
no.
see old Gavin Newsom gets in there, and the first thing he does is put the axe to the death penalty. It doesn't seem to me like that is the sentiments of the taxpayers and the voters in Reading.
And what I don't get is these people we have running for Senate and for our House of Representatives, I'll tell you the reason they will not get behind the state of Jefferson.
Well,
and that is because they will not have a lifetime paid job until they die. And they don't want that. They are so damn lazy, they won't get off their dead butt and work for us because all they're looking for is a paycheck and a retirement.
Hey, you know what, Bob? When we get the state of Jefferson, I'm going to see about putting you in charge of firing whoever needs to get fired. It sounds to me like you'd
well,
enjoy
I'll
that
tell
job.
Well, I take that job because 2 days they don't do their job, they'd be out on the street.
Hey, listen, we got to go, Bob. I don't know what for, but I'm getting the signal. We got to go.
I think you got a commercial. Guys, you're doing a great job. Fill it in. Thank you.
Thanks, Bob.
We just got started. See you later, Bob. So, citizens, take back America. I'm going to hear music pretty quick. That's a heck of a website, Citizens Free Press. Anyway, we'll be back.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
You're not going to ditch me. I'm still going to be here.
Up in the hills of Northern California, we believe America is the home of the brave. What we got is earned by working it and handed out for free. We stand for the flag and pledge our allegiance. We're the last of a dying breed. Last of a dying breed.
Did you know that California was never supposed to be just one state? Before the state was formed in 1850, there was discussion of forming three states instead of one. California has an area larger than seven East Coast states combined, and it takes 14 hours to drive from one end of the state to the other. California is simply too large to govern. Rural communities are being outvoted by more densely populated areas. The state of Jefferson is the solution. Please visit SOJ51.net to show your support.
Purpose-driven banking. That's the vision behind the founding of Five Star Bank in 1999. Services inspired by partnership and defined by shared vision and goals. Five Star Bank, a champion of local economic development and community stewardship. Your success is their success. Now that's smart people doing good business. In a world that's both more connected and more isolated by high tech, Five Star Bank brings you a personal touch to small business banking, cash management, and online services. Five Star Bank, consistently rated among the very best by industry associations, rating agencies, and of course, customers and partners just like you. Your partner in success is Five Star Bank. FiveStarBank.com. Visit your local branch at 358 Hartnell in Reading. Progressive, professional, personal. That's Five Star Bank. Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights. that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Here we are back, live at KCNR in downtown Reading in the great state of Jefferson. Hey, before we get away from the Navigation Center and Police Chief Mike Johnson from Anderson, he is the only person of authority that has said, yes, they are dropping criminals and mentally ill off in Reading. And, you know, we've known that that has been going on for such a long time, but we've had these bleeding hearts that won't admit it. And, you know, all you have to do is be on the streets every day and look around. You see new faces. You talk to people that have witnessed buses dropping them off, and they don't want to come forward. And you know why? We're scared of our government. You know, a person doesn't want to become a target. That's a crime. But it's time to stand up. Now, I don't believe this Navigation Center is the cure-all, but you know what? I'm willing to stand behind it. I believe we need other things, too. After we get the Navigation Center going and we still have people camping in the open spaces, we need to take a look and see what's drawing them here. I didn't get a chance to chase it down, but I have been told there's 52 programs, social programs out there to help people that need help. And I think we need to trim that down, like down to about 4 or 6, you know. If you need help, I'm willing to give you help, but you got to help yourself, and I don't want to attract somebody from a different community to come here just because we give a little bit more food stamps than other places.
Which we've heard has been happening.
Oh, yes. I've talked to them. I've talked to homeless people that came here specifically for the Good News Rescue Mission. And when they found out they didn't qualify because they had to behave themselves more or less, they're living on the streets and out in the and if they're going to be camping, and you're still going to have some, you know, we'll possibly make Reading an undesirable location for people that can't behave themselves. But there'll still be some. Then I think we need to have a dedicated campground for them with portable toilets, with portable wash stations, with a big dumpster there for them to dump themselves in. And I don't think it needs to be down by the river. I think of the old Benton landfill up there off of Bonaventura. You know, there's no shade.
My neighbors.
Well, there's no shade up there. And once they figure out it's not that comfortable, I don't think they'd stick around.
Yeah, and I remember I told you about that survey I did.
Yes.
I talked to 25 homeless people, and out of the 25, only 7 were from Shasta County.
Mm-hmm. And then you've got that arrogant Ken Murray. Well, you know, you show me. I nobody's ever showed me where they're shipping homeless to Reading.
No, I've had people tell me they've seen seen flyers at the bus station in Portland.
You know, I was working on Gold Street one day doing some outside work for a business there, and a guy and a gal came by, and the gal was crying, and he was trying to console her. And they looked to be in their 50s, right around 50 or so. And I said, what's wrong? And they had just gotten kicked out of the rescue mission. They had a 30-day limit policy. I think they still do. And I said, well, how'd you wind up there? Well, they were from Chico, and they lost their home in the 2008 recession. And I said, well, how'd you get to Reading? Well, we went to our pastor and told him what happened, and he bought us a ticket to Reading and told us to go to the Goodwill Rescue Mission.
Yeah, and that's one thing Chief Johnson told us, was that they're going to have a family reunification program.
Oh, yes.
For some of these people, because he says that really works after they get out of treatment. That, you know, is one of the things that has been found to actually work.
You know, I wrote down the name of a gal here, and my photographic memory's getting fuzzy as heck, and I'm not sure I even brought it. But it was on Carl Bott's show when Chief Johnson was here. I believe it was last Thursday. No, maybe it was last Thursday. And there's a gal in town that has sent 85 people home on her own. I assume she's gone out and got donations, and she goes into the camps and talks to him. Darn, I wish I had this here because she sure deserves a shout-out.
Yeah, I forgot the name of that program, too.
But that was started one time, too, by a little gal I know, Sindel Bailey. Sindel started that up, and she sent 6 or 8 home, but she said it was just so much work, and she had a new baby and had a job, and she said, you know, she had to go get them cleaned up and then take them to the bus station in the middle of the night, and she just couldn't keep going. And I had even thought about starting something like that, but I saw the time that's involved in it, and it'd be a full-time job. So my hat goes out to that gal, and if I find her name here, I'll be sure and bring her name up and tell you how to get a hold of her if you wanted to help.
Yeah, you know, the other thing about the mental health issue here is I was talking to one of the security guards downtown, and he said, within the last 2 to 3 weeks, there's been 2 different occasions of men walking down the street in the nude shouting profanities. And, I mean, those are some of the people that I don't know how we're going to solve that problem. I mean, do you have any ideas? I mean, we need – the mental health issue is the most important part, I think, you know.
Oh, boy. I don't know, you know. Try and find out where they went to high school and send them back to that area because they didn't grow up here.
Yeah.
And if they did grow up here, you know, supervisors, they seem to think they're working on it. In fact, I think Gold Street, health clinic on Gold Street is going to open a bigger one over on Enterprise behind Grocery Outlet, and they're going to have more space for the mentally ill.
Yeah.
But the trouble is they are lengthening out what's mentally ill. I think if you smoke pot 3 times in your life, they consider you mentally ill now.
Yeah, that's the other thing. I mean, some of these people, they could be, you know, on angel dust, PCP, phenacyclophene, or they could be smoking bath salts, which is apparently quite the rage. And I've seen films of these guys on that have been doing this bath salts, and they strip down naked. They're totally out of their gourd. And that could be, you know, part of the problem here, too.
Or Flocka.
What's
that? Did you ever hear of Flocka?
No.
Go on YouTube and Google Flocka. Just write Flocka in there. It's some kind of drug that just drives you out of your mind. Just absolutely nuts.
And wow, that's pretty scary.
Pray to God it never hits Reading. These people think they're indestructible. And when they find out they are destructible by fighting with a car or something like that, then us taxpayers have to pay to put them back together.
Yeah. That's, yow.
Anyway, you know what? We need to thank all the people before we get into the prison system.
There you go.
We've got a lot of people to thank. The reason that Terry and Sally aren't here, or Terry and Wynn aren't here, is because, you know what? They've given up so, so much time for the state of Jefferson and all things they do for our community. And so they're spending time with their families. Mark Bayard, you know, you got to take your hand off to him. How much time and treasure has he spent making this go, making it work? You've got Terry, I don't know her last name, and Jeannie, they're down in El Dorado County or Stanislaus or someplace down there.
Terry Girardi.
That's it. That's it. And then you've got Chris Kellstrom. Chris hasn't been around much for the last couple of months for personal reasons.
Yeah, he's that guy's great. He's the guy that would educate the people.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
That would come to the Jefferson meetings.
Hey, Chris, if you're listening to us now, come on in. Jimmy and I are going to be here till 12. Come in and say hi and give us an update. And Janet Chandler, look at the time she has given up. And you, Jimmy, writing the Constitution, being on the Constitution.
I didn't write it. No.
That's okay. That's okay. You got your 2 cents.
Well, yeah. I mean, you know, I just do little things like make, you know, radio cards and hand them out. Just, you know, just if everybody does just a little bit, even a little bit, that helps tremendously.
Oh, doesn't it, though? But these people have done a heck of a lot more than just a little bit.
Oh, yeah. They've gone up and down.
I almost use profanity there.
Yeah. They've gone up and down the state and spent a lot of time, a lot of money, and a lot of heartache getting this to come to fruition.
You know, and I'm not so sure I wouldn't get discouraged if I was in the boat. So, you know, we're going to waltz off to a break here pretty quick, and then we're going to talk about the prison system, I assume. In the meantime, if you've got some questions or you've got a comment, you can contact us at 530-605-4567. And Jimmy and I are going to be here the next 2 hours after this show, and we'll talk about some world events.
And the time has come for 51.
We got it going on.
Still you wonder who's cheating who, and who's being true, who don't even care anymore. It makes you wonder who's doing right with someone tonight, whose car is parked next door.
This is Carl on the Bot, and there is only one place you will find a new Sleep Number dual temp layer bed. That's right, Sleep Number in Reading. Be sure to go in and see them in a Target shopping center next to the Vitamin Shop. My Sleep Number is 40, and I feel great.
Right now they're making room, so go in and receive huge savings on all Sleep Number memory foam and I-Series bed sets. My Sleep Number is 55. Go find yours today. Sleep Number in the Target Center next to the Vitamin Shop.
When I turned 18, I couldn't wait to vote. After all, voting is a privilege for all Americans, right? Then I did the math. Did you know that the northern third of California only has 3 out of 80 seats in the Assembly and 3 out of 40 seats in the Senate? Northern California has no representation, and my vote doesn't count. Splitting from California and forming the state of Jefferson is the only remedy. Please visit SOJ51.net for more information. Please donate now to help restore representation.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
If you can't take the heat, son, vaporizer, that old wacky, just backy, when you feel it creeping up on you, that old wacky.
And we're back. Jefferson State of Mind. Do you want to kick anything off before I get into this prison?
Oh, no. Deal? Oh, no. Let's go to the prisons here in California. We've got wonderful prisons. They're just letting them out.
Oh, it's a wonderland. You know, you saying about Gavin Newsom putting a memorandum on the death penalty made me want to talk about that. Now, Gavin Newsom, he halted the death penalty, and there's 737 child murderers, serial killers, and rapist killers on death row in San Quentin.
Well, you know what, Jimmy? I'd expand that out to pedophiles and people, large dealers of methamphetamine.
Yeah, I'm not sure, but, I mean, these people that are on death row,
they're convicted.
Yeah, and you got people like Scott Peterson, who killed his wife and unborn child. You have another piece of work named Lawrence Bittaker, who they called the toolbox killer, who raped and killed five teenage girls in 1979 after torturing them with pliers and screwdrivers. And when you see his picture, he's just sitting in court smirking with a big old smile on his face. And let's talk about Marcus Wesson. He is on death row. He's a former cult leader, killed 9 of his children in 2004, which he fathered with his wife, nieces, and daughters. Yeah. I mean, you know,
maybe he was an early Muslim.
He was. I don't even. That's a monster. I mean, and you want to stop the death penalty? Really?
I don't see why they even warrant a trial. Look at Charlie Manson. He died of old age. Why'd they even warrant a trial? I think take him out in a back alley and pop him in the head with a .22 short so it's not too instantaneous.
That's what they do in Russia.
That's right. In China, I hear they do it when they execute somebody in China. They send the family a bill for the bullet.
Oh, jeez. Well, since 1978, there's only been 13 executions in California out of 737 inmates.
You know, if it's solely a financial thought, you know, it might be cheaper just not to have them, because I can't imagine how much money were eating up on appeals and prosecutions trying to get it.
You know how many executions there's been in Texas since 1978?
Not enough.
560.
Oh boy.
Quite a difference there, wouldn't you say?
Well, you know, I suggested when we get the state of Jefferson, we get Rick Perry to come up here and help us, give us some pointers on how to run the state. It sounds like he could point us in the right direction there.
Mm-hmm. Now, I did a bit of math. So if there's 737 death row inmates and at $52,000 an inmate per year, that's $52 million a year. Times 10 years is $520 million, and you double that. So say if a guy's on say if all those people are on death row for 20 years, that's $1,041,248,340.
Per generation.
You could fix a lot of potholes with that, huh?
Oh, boy. Or you could buy a lot of pot for that.
Yeah. Well, and the other thing is that I was looking into was I've seen different estimates on the population of illegal aliens in California prisons. And the ones I see the most time are 25 to 30% are illegals. And that was from Pundit Fact, Yahoo Answers, and The Hill. Now, and Wikipedia says it's only 17%, which I completely doubt. So, and I've seen two different estimates of how many inmates are in the California prison system. It's from 100 to 160,000. 120,000 to 160,000. Now, if you took 17% of 120,000, say, illegal aliens, and they say they cost $52,000 a year, that's the cost of an inmate in the minimum security at Pelican Bay. Now, we're spending, if you add all that up, we're spending $367 million on illegal aliens a year in California. Now, if you go to the higher estimate, 160,000 inmates, and if it's a quarter of all inmates are illegals, that's $2,080,000,000. That's over $2 billion we're spending on that. I mean, you could repave a lot of roads with that.
And that's just the inmates?
That's just the illegal inmates.
How about the illegal residents? What are we spending on them?
Oh, I...
Bucket loads of money.
Yeah. Yeah. And I looked at another thing from the Vera Institute of Justice. California is the second highest rate of incarceration, or has the second most prisoners in the nation. And on this, it says the average price per inmate is $64,000. So that raises my estimates quite a bit. And that's the fourth, we spend the fourth highest on each prisoner. Now, you got to look at states like Alabama. They spend $14,000 a year on a prisoner.
Let me ask you this. Let's mimic Alabama when we get Jefferson for our prisons. Do you have down there what state has the most prisoners? You said we were second.
Yeah, let me see here. The highest is New York.
As I suspected. Wait till we start locking up Democrats.
Oh, no.
I'm just kidding.
New York spends the most on prisoners. California has the second highest. And let me see. Who is it?
Oh, that's spending, not population.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I misunderstood you there.
So Texas has the most prisoners, 149,000.
They don't put up with any bull.
Okay.
We've got a telephone call. Go ahead. Get ready when you're ready to take it.
Go ahead, Dick.
All right. Say, I want to wish everybody a happy Easter. And don't forget the true meaning of Easter. That's Easter Bunny's birthday.
Yeah.
Hey, how did Easter Bunny get associated with the resurrection of Christ? That's what I want to know. But anyway, what I was talking about, you guys talking about all this death penalty and all this?
Yeah.
And I said something to Jess at one of our Reading Patriots meetings. But anyway, California keeps trying to change the laws to, it helps all the criminals. Like they change the laws from felonies to misdemeanors and let them all out of jail. So I came up with this idea. It's really great to eliminate all crime, and what you do is you cancel all laws. You have no laws, and you don't have crime. that's the way we're headed. They keep changing the law, so if they cancel all laws, we won't have any crime. It's
well,
so
you know what? You might have a point there, because that would cancel the law that says I can't beat somebody up. I catch burglarizing my house,
yeah,
or
yeah,
or
there'd be no law, and so there's no crime. If there's no, the reason there's crime is because people violate the laws. So
yeah,
if we get rid of all laws, we don't have crime, and everybody would be packing. You better be packing all the time too.
Hey, you know what, Dick? I've got a video coming on right on Sovereign Minds, the first thing, and it's going to explain why we are a republic of laws as opposed to a democracy. And I hope everybody can stick around and listen to it, because
I'll look forward to that, Nick. And you have a great Easter.
Hey, I think part of the reason that the Easter Bunny got associated with Easter is the Playmates at the Playboy Mansion had something to do with it. And
oh, yeah, I'll go for that
TV.
One.
There you go.
Everybody should have one at home, right?
Well, that sounds like a plan to me.
Okay, bye.
Thanks, Dick.
All right, bye.
That guy, I love that guy. He's a crack-up. So, yeah, Texas has the most prisoners, 149,000, just over. Their prison expenditures are $3,283,213,000 and some change. But their average cost per inmate is $22,000 per inmate. So they have the most. They spend just over $3 billion. We have the second highest rate of incarceration, and we're spending $8.5 billion a year.
Is there any truth to the rumor that I heard when an inmate in Texas gets out, he gets a one-way bus ticket to California and $200 to spend?
That I don't know, but I wouldn't doubt it.
Sounds logical, doesn't it?
Yeah, go on, get boy, go California.
We don't have a recidivism rate in Texas because they all leave to California. That's what we'll have when we get Jefferson. We can have a tent city right on the border of California and Jefferson and feed these people that need to be locked up vegetarian sandwiches and have them wear pink underwear, and the only channels they get's the Disney Channel and the Weather Channel. And I'll guarantee you, when they get out, they're going to head south to California. They're not going to come back to Jefferson.
Yeah. Well, look at the difference between Alabama. They spend $14,000, almost $15,000 a year on an inmate, and we spend almost $64,000. That's $50,000 and per inmate more than Alabama spends. I mean, you know, I don't know the ins and outs of the security.
I'd be real curious how much of that money goes to locking up and housing and feeding the inmates, and how much goes to administration. You know, the prison guards, they retire. It's unbelievable. They retire on a higher gross than I've ever made.
Yeah. Well, you know, I couldn't do that job. Oh my gosh.
Oh, but, yes, it's got to be disgusting.
But I imagine that, you know, they don't have the luxuries that they have in prisons here, like, you know, cable television. And
I don't even have cable television.
No, I don't either.
Hey, yeah, I wanted to give a shout-out to Dale Ball, too, before I forgot about it. Dale's hosted on here with me and with Jimmy and I both. And he and his crew, Shasta Support Services, have hauled up tons and tons and hundreds of tons and cleaned up after the homeless camps. And Dale, if you're listening, come on in. We're going to be on till noon. Come on in and share your wisdom with us. It's always nice hearing from you, and you've done a wonderful job for our community, and we could use more Dale Balls.
Oh, yeah, that guy, that's another job that is just, I mean, how much would that guy get paid if he was getting paid to do that job?
Oh, boy. And I'll tell you what, one of the cleanups, he filled a 5-gallon bucket up with used needles.
Can you imagine how many needles can fill up a 5-gallon bucket?
I can't imagine giving people needles if they're just going to dump them someplace. You know, you think about this rabbi giving low-income people, and I assume people that don't have a home, a ride out to Oak Bottom. Imagine those needles in the sand out there. You know, and they started, you know, so, hey, county supervisors, why don't we not have that program? And if California is shoving it down our mouth, why don't you get behind and back the state of Jefferson?
Yeah.
I don't want to give needles. You know, these junkies, if they didn't get free needles, they would take care of the one needle they had.
Yep. And we're about ready to go to a
When you hear the music, we're breaking. But feel free to call 605-4567, coming to you live from the great state of Jefferson.
This is KCNR, 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
We got it going on.
Hey there, Little Red Riding Hood. You sure are looking good. You're everything a big bad wolf could want. Listen to me, Little Red Riding Hood.
Did you know that Article 4, Section 3 of the U.S. Constitution lays out the framework for the state of Jefferson's plan to split California? A state can be formed from the land within another state if the state legislature and Congress approve it with a simple majority vote. 51% is all it takes. Your vote doesn't count in Northern California. California is broken and the time has come for 51. Please visit SOJ51.net and donate now to show your support.
The average adult is issued 32 troopers that, with proper care and just a little discipline, should serve you well during your entire tour of duty on this planet. They're called your teeth. But when your platoon gets out of line, holes in the formation, or other problems, you need to call in an expert like General, Dr. William Farrell, with decades of experience keeping those troops in line and executing their assigned duties properly and dependably. If you'd rather not be there while he reestablishes order amongst the troops, Dr. Farrell offers sedation dentistry. He and his highly trained staff will whip your troops into shape without any discomfort. And having served himself in both the Navy and the Marine Corps, Dr. Farrell offers special consideration to veterans. Let him take the best care of your platoon of teeth, and they will serve you always. Call 547-5757 or visit palosidrodentistry.com. At ease.
And for a limited time, Dr. Farrell is offering x-ray, exam, and cleaning for just $175. Call 547-5757 to schedule your visit.
February 22, 1982, Joe Martino opened Orchard Nutrition Center with a simple philosophy: to be able to have the choices available for a completely healthy lifestyle. And to this day, Joe and the entire Orchard Nutrition Center family have kept that promise for 37 years. Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
And here we are live back in the great state of Jefferson. Hey, we're going to switch from prisons and kind of a depressing subject like that. We're going to go to something a little bit more happier, like the poop control in San Francisco. Isn't that something? I want to read you this. This came off of Southgate, the San Francisco Chronicle. Here we go. 10 years ago, Gavin pledged on June 30th, 2004, the worst of San Francisco's homeless problem will be gone. The most mentally ill homeless people would be moved indoors, clearing downtown streets, not near-face transients. We were startling residents and tourists alike. Emergency shelters will cease to exist because nobody will need them. And the new arrivals to the streets will be helped immediately. This is a dramatic shift. Newsom announced that he unveiled his 10-year plan to abolish chronic homelessness. This won't happen tomorrow, but we will get it done. Yeah, and this was June 30th, 2004.
Is this a comedy show?
Well, I think so. This is our governor. This is on his way up the ladder. Right now in San Francisco, they have 7,500 homeless people, and they are spending $300 million a year on that. Now, if you just go to your calculator, if you don't have a mathematical genius mind like myself, and you divide $300 million by 7,500, you come up with $400,000. That's how much they're spending per homeless people. Where is this money going to?
They got a lot of potholes down there, too.
Oh, boy. I mean, you know, it's just ridiculous. They just keep feeding us a crap sandwich and telling us it tastes good. And, you know, we need to quit believing it. But in San Francisco now, you've got a 1 in 18 odds, 1 in 18 of being a property crime victim. I wonder what it is here in Reading.
Oh, I imagine it's about the same. I don't know. I shouldn't say that on the air, but it's pretty darn high.
Yeah, I've had a few property crimes, nothing major. Those poor people down at Henderson Open Space, I just can't imagine that.
Yeah, I had to put a surveillance system on my house and, of course, an alarm because one day I was laying there in bed at 3 in the morning and I heard a car horn go beep real quick, and I thought it was my neighbor's because he would sometimes go to work at, 3:30 in the morning, and I thought maybe it was somebody picking him up. And usually I'd look out the window because I'm a light sleeper and, Well, I get up the next morning. I go out. My wife's car door is wide open, and it was just so,
Well, listen, there's one guy. This is a comment that was in the paper, and all of the poop is just getting absolutely ridiculous. I've talked to people that will never go back to San Francisco because it smells like an outhouse. And this guy was wondering what they, one comment asked, what they do at night. Well, people just don't go at night. And he was suggesting to feed the street people with dye-laced food to make their droppings glow in the dark so people in San Francisco has laid, he said the people in San Francisco have laid out the welcome mat to every kind of bum, vagrant, mentally ill, alcoholic, and drug addict in the world. That's exactly what Redding's been doing.
Yeah, my dad was down in San Francisco just a couple weeks ago, and he said the last two times he's been down there, he's seen people, literally injecting heroin right on the street.
Well,
out in front of God and everybody.
I saw that across the street from the library here probably a year ago. So a girl sitting over there by the bleachers shooting up.
Geez.
And, I know when I was a kid, you were afraid to get caught with a pack of zigzag papers.
Yeah, because you're going down to the county farm, boy.
Yeah, to work. They got rules.
Yeah. Who was that one police chief years ago? Balma.
Oh, yeah.
I love our police chief now, but his hands are tied. I heard back then that Balma and those guys did not mess around.
John Balma. But you know what? My dad was a drunk, and he was a logger and outspoken, and I think he wound up with 9 DUIs over his lifetime, and he didn't have a good thing to say about John Balma. Called him Blackie. Said he, said he couldn't even control his own family.
Oh, yeah, I've heard some other.
But, anyway. I got to know some of the kids from Shasta High School that are my age, and one of them sat down, and he says, the thing about Balma is he'd give you a chance. He says, I know one guy that, he started smoking pot and selling pot, and then he started selling a little cocaine. And I know this guy to this day. He's a nice, productive person. And John called up his family, and he says, I need to have a meeting with you and your son. And he went over to their house, and he said, hey, this is what we got on you. We know you're doing this. Now, you're going to straighten up or you're going to go to prison.
Right.
And the kid straightened up.
You get caught with a handful of cocaine, they write you a ticket, and you're on your way.
Well, you've got a point there, but, like I say, this guy's a contributing member to society now, whereas he would have been a prisoner, and who knows what direction his life would have gone.
Right.
And there are instances where, what I was trying to say is Obama wasn't that bad. I know that when I was a kid, we had Market Street in downtown. And you didn't have problems on Market Street. California Street was Skid Row. And the understanding is you can do what you want over on California Street, but it doesn't come over here.
Wow. You're talking about the San Francisco feces problem. The San Francisco Department of Public Works reported in 2011 5,547 incidents of human feces on the street. In 2018, it went up to 28,084 incidents.
I read that same article, and I wrote those figures down.
I broke it down. That's 76.9 a day. So basically 77 incidents a day.
That's the point I was going to make. I don't call up every time I see the remains of a bowel movement on the side of the road.
I mean, that's not counting the ones in the park and in some alley somewhere, and that stuff gets washed around and, in San Diego, people walk through that.
I dare say if I called up and complained about the remains of a bowel movement, they'd say, well, was there some paper with it? Well, no. Oh, well, then it was probably dog. We can't. You know, but what goes along with that is the bacterial diseases that are getting spread by that.
E. coli.
And, you know, well, it's not just E. coli. You've got the plague, dung fever, you know, hepatitis, you know. It's and these diseases are coming up from our migrants from South America, and it starts at San Diego, and it goes up to the Vancouver Island, you know. And a disease could sweep the West Coast, and some people might think that's more of an asset than a liability. But, you know, that's something to take into consideration. And now we've had 300 measles cases in the United States. Can you believe that? I was just listening to John Law on Pete Peters' show here a week ago. And by the way, Pete Peters, thanks for letting me tell your listeners that we were going to be on today and what we were going to cover. He said, you know, he was sticking up for vaccinations. And, you know, he says, well, you're going to have a little collateral damage. You give out 300 million vaccinations and you lose 30 people. Well, you know, that's just part of the game. Oh, where was I going with that? I forgot where I was going. Oh, measles. Well, you know, you've got 300 people out of a population of over 300 million, and it's the end of the world. We've had 300 measles cases. I had the measles when I was a kid, and, you know, some people do consider me damaged. I don't let it bother me too much.
Oh, Nick, you're a golden, golden god.
You know, and what John Law didn't mention is the autism rate that is associated with vaccines. And I don't care what anybody says. I say there is an association right there. And if it's not autism, there's still damages that are done that probably aren't even noticed.
Yeah. And another thing Carl Bott was talking about was why are these immigrants that are being held in these facilities, are they getting inoculated?
Let's not bring up Carl Bott's name anymore until he gets us on tap beer in here.
Okay. Yeah, I was wondering where the ice machine was.
Yeah.
I couldn't see it.
I doubt they are. They've got rights. You can't force inoculate those. And you've got these guys that went into the Army, and they've got every vaccination in the world. But, you know, I saw a YouTube video about some people that had reverse reactions to vaccines, and they were kind of given a dishonorable discharge, if not just a discharge, and kind of shunned and had a hard time getting any medical attention because of that.
Yeah, that's happened to somebody very close to me.
Yeah.
I won't go into it, but yeah.
Yep.
So, the San Francisco, let's talk about that. Did you hear about the, I think it was the Performing Arts Center in San Francisco? They blast, I think it was the Performing Arts or the Civic Center, they blast opera music outside their establishment at night to drive the people away so they don't sleep on their property. Have you heard that one?
No, I haven't, but I have heard that is an effective means to keep them off of small businesses, and people have resorted to that.
Right. That'd be like somebody playing rap at a campground that I was at.
You know, I've got six Bethel kids living 150 yards from me, and I've got nothing bad to say about the Bethel kids. They're just fine, but they were playing their Christian music a little bit loud, and that's okay for a while, but I went over and told them that if they were going to do it 24/7, I was going to put my big speakers out and rip off the call to prayer that the Muslims have five times a day.
I'll come set my drum kit up in your front yard after that.
Oh, no, they apologized, and they toned it down.
That's cool. Oh, my gosh, yeah.
I don't know what the other neighbors would have thought about that.
Well, you know, they probably would have called the authorities.
Hey, here's another one now. Scott Weiner, a Democrat state senator from San Francisco, has introduced a bill that we would create a new estate tax. Weiner outlined a death tax of 40% on estates worth $3.5 million for single Californians or more than $7 million for married couples. You know what? That's a lot of money. This is you know, especially with the valuations going up. A new estate tax would force people to sell their homes just because they inherited it.
Yeah, that's BS, yeah. They're just looking for anything to tax.
Oh, yeah. Look at our gas. Boy, they got over us on us pretty good on our gas tax. We'll take that up next time.
You're listening to Jefferson State of Mind on KCNR. your talk radio station.
We'll be back with Sovereign Minds.
You don't know us. You have no clue.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.